Our guest at the cafe this morning is Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Parks, South Sulphur and Doctors Creek. Good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
We're going to talk about some of the events going on in the park. How does someone get to be a ranger?
A park ranger. Well, yep. There's a number of different avenues you could take. We have probably 50 different job categories in a park. You can think about a state park as a small city. So we have law enforcement, we have management, we have maintenance, we have administrative staff. So you can take the college route, get a degree in biology or history, and then take the professional route to be a manager, or you could take the route of maintenance and you could become experienced in auto mechanic, equipment mechanic, landscaping, and that's another career route. So we have different ways for different people to get into this awesome career.
Wow, that's great. How many people work at Cooper Lake State Park? And I don't know if that would necessarily mean full-time or full-time and part-time.
Well, full-time and part-time. This summer we had right at 24. Yeah. We've lost a couple seasonals. We actually hired one individual that was a summer intern that's actually a student here at Commerce, Andrew Savage. He did a great job, and hopefully we can hire additional students for the summer next year.
Yeah, good. Well, that's an interesting thought, and you live at the park. Is that correct?
That's one of the cool things about managing a Texas State Park. You get to live in the park. You experience the park. I immerse myself in the park. Last night, I hiked 5 miles in the park. This morning, before I made it over to your program, I watched the sunrise over the lake. Yeah. It's that's what makes it a really special job.
That's not bad. Well, there's some things we want to talk about. I do follow your Facebook page, and you do some remarkable photography. And there was a picture recently of a tiny frog. Did you do that one?
I didn't do that. Ranger Bianca did that one.
But the frog is beside a penny.
Yes.
And is basically the same size.
Same size. So life is amazing.
Yeah.
We know that the listeners can't come to the park every day.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is take photos, videos. So we're trying to bring the park to you until you can come out and see us.
Right. And there was a video of a raccoon and then a picture of something called a cuckoo wasp.
I took that one. That was very unusual. These wasps are parasitic in nature. And it's just so much life.
Yeah.
If you take the time to look, you will be amazed.
Yeah.
And that's our job. We're here to present that to the listeners.
Yeah. That wasp is a beautiful blue green color.
Yes.
Very long stinger or tail or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's almost cartoonish, but it's a real creature that inhabits this part of Texas.
Fantastic. We're talking with Steve Killian, superintendent of Cooper Lake State Park. Now, coming up Saturday, September 21st, tomorrow, you have a program called Sustainable Gardening. And so this is training people and teaching people how to grow natives. Texas
now,
plants.
One thing about when you have natives in a garden, you use less water, less pesticides, because they have evolved to grow in this climate, in this part of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to show different people who attend the program what plants are better, which flower at what times of the year. But the overarching theme is less water, less pesticides, and so forth.
Right. And it's just easier for those plants to succeed be healthy and not die on you.
And they're beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
And you're not going to shortchange your garden by using natives.
No, we've done very well with lantana and
lantanas are beautiful.
Some things like that. I did not write down the time for that, but folks can go to your Facebook page.
Facebook page, and that's the best way to go, is either Doctors Creek, Cooper Lake State Park, Doctors Creek, or Cooper Lake State Park, South Sulphur. Mm-hmm. And the latest and best photos and programming information will be there.
It's all out there. And then the next day, Sunday, this weekend, Geocaching 101. So you have a program on
geocaching. Think about it as a high-tech treasure hunt.
Right.
So there are caches that are located throughout the park. Use your GPS unit to find those caches, or use your phone. And while you're looking for those caches, guess what? You're going to get to see these amazing animals and plants and view sheds in the park. So it's fun. It's going to get you outside. You're going to exercise. You're going to get healthy. And you're going to have a lot of fun.
Water science on Sunday, September 29th. This has to do with water testing.
Water testing, you're going to get a chance to look at the chemical components that are found in lake water, that are found in pond water, what makes a lake or pond fertile, which means it can produce more fish.
And then finally, we're almost out of time. We've talked before about your big event Saturday, October 5th at Doctors Creek Music Festival. So that's going to be a fun event starting at 5 o'clock that Saturday.
We're excited about the Doctors Creek Music Fest. It's a free event. Let me emphasize that it's free. We're giving back to the community. We have the Birthright Blues Project, Janice Diane, East Texas Moodshine. They're going to be performing. Plus, we may grab a couple of other groups. But the bottom line, listen to the concert in the lake. Listen to the in the lake on your boat. Listen to the concert in lawn chairs in the grass. It should be a lot of fun.
And people can bring their own coolers and what have you.
Bring your own ice chest. Remember, there's no public consumption of alcohol in a Texas state park. Okay. But all the soft drinks, teas, and so forth. And come out and enjoy October 5th from 5 to 9 p.m.
Great. Steve, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Hey, thanks for having me over.
Steve Kelly, and superintendent of the Cooper Lake State Parks. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.